Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom and welcome back to today's Daf Yomi Brachas Daf Nun Zayin. We're right on top of the Amud, says the Gemara. Haroya Huna Bachaloim. If one sees the word Huna in his dream, now the Gemara will continue describing for us various visions that one may experience during his dream, which contain in them various symbolic meanings. Says the Gemara, Haroya Huna Bachalayim, if one sees the word Huna in his dream, Nes Nasaloi, that is a sign that a miracle will occur to him. Nes begins with the letter Nun, and Huna contains the letter Nun. Chanina, Chananya, Yochanan, if one sees these words, which contain a double Nun, Nisei Nisim Nasaloi, miracles upon miracles will occur to him. Haroya Hesped Bachalayim, if one sees the word Hesped, that is a sign that in heaven they speared him and they redeemed him. The word hesped can be read also hesped, with the hey and the ches sometimes are interchangeable. So hesped would be chas, he was spared, upedal, ispda'u, they redeemed him. Continues the Gemara, this is only all these visions that we just mentioned is when he sees it in writing. He sees the word Huna, etc. It's in writing. Continues the Gemara, Oine Yeheshme Rabba Mavarach. One answers Yeheshme Rabba in his dream. Muftach Loishu Ben Oil Haba. He's guaranteed to have a portion in the world to come. Hakar Krishma, if one reads Krishma in his dream. Roish Atishrol of Shechina. Evidently, he is suitable to have the Shechina rest on him. Ella Bat Shein Deiri Zakalakach. His generation is not deserving that one amongst them should have the Shekhinah rest on him. Hamenech tefillin b'chalayim, if one puts on tefillin in his dream, yitzap l'gdula, he should anticipate rising to prominence. Shenema avaro kolam ya'aretz, all the nations of the land will seek Hashem, Hashem nikro lecha, that Hashem's name is called upon you. And what does this mean? V'tanya, Rabbi Elazar gadol oimer, elu tefillin shebaroish, that all the nations will see the Shem Hashem through the tefillin that you lay on your head. So the point of wearing tefillin, that symbolizes that his name, that his reverence will spread out, and he will be oyla l'gdula, he will rise to prominence. Says the Gemara, mespal b'chalayim, if one davens to Hashem in his dream, simen yofali, that is a good omen. V'hani mila d'lo yisim, that's only provided that he hadn't finished his tefillah. He woke up and he was still in the middle of davening, he was still close to Hashem, so that is a simen yofali. Habal imoy bechalayim, one has relations with his mother in his dream. Yitzapel lebina, should anticipate understanding. Shenemar ki im lebina tikra, and we dashen ki aim lebina tikra. Bina and aim are related. Habal na murasa, if one has relations to a nara who's murasa betrothed, yitzapel le teira, he should anticipate being zeicha to teira. Shenemar teira tzivelon Moshe, murasa kilas Yaakov. Teira is a inheritance. To Kehilas Yaakov, says the Gemara, Al-Tikri, Moirasha, rather than reading Moirasha, the drasha is, Ela Mi'oirasa, betrothed. And therefore, we see the connection between betrothed and Torah, and therefore, that is the symbol that was shown to him. He will be Zeicha to Torah. Habala Chayse B'chalayim, one is related with his sister, Itzah B'la Chachma, he should look forward to acquiring wisdom, Shenemar, and Mor L'Chachma, Chayseya, so we see that Chachma and Chayseya are connected. Haba leishes ish b'chaloyim, one who is born on a married woman b'chaloyim muftach leishu b'nun haba, he's guaranteed to have a portion in the world to come. Explains Rashi. This symbolizes that he's going to have a greater portion than he really deserves. Perhaps he's going to even take. He's going. It says Rashi v'noitel chalkoi, he receives his portion, and also he's going to receive a chelik chaver b'gan eden, a portion that was destined for somebody else, and perhaps that person lost it for some reason. So he's going to get an extra portion, similar to the concept of it being Baalishas Ish, somebody else's wife. V'hani mili, says the Gemara, this is only the Loyadala, that he doesn't know this woman. V'loyhira b'mu'urta, he hadn't thought about her at night prior to going to sleep. The version said this second stipulation of not having these thoughts relates to all the above mentioned cases of Achoisai and the other cases. So this is the provision, this is the condition, because otherwise then the assumption is that the vision that he experienced at night was merely an outcome of the thoughts and feelings that he experienced earlier. Om Rabbi Baba, Haroya Chitim Bachalayim, one who sees wheat, Ra'a Shalom, that's a sign of peace, Shanemar, Asam Gvulich Shalom, Chalav Chitim Yazbiach, so we see that Chitim are related to peace. Haroya Soirim Bachalayim, sees barley, Sor Avonaisav, his sins were removed, Shanemar, Vesar Avonaich, Vechatoisach Techupar, your sins were removed, your Chatoim were atoned for, so we see the Lashon Sor, which is similar to synonymous with Soirim, so that's the connection there. Om Rav Zera. Anole Salki Mabogles Yisrael. We know that Rav Zera ascended from Babel Teretz Yisrael, he moved Teretz Yisrael. I didn't do so until I experienced a dream Ad Chazoy Yisrael Bacham, until I experienced a vision of Seir and barley in my dream, which symbolizes the removal of Chet and denoted that I was elevated I attained a purity which enabled me indeed to be zeicha, to be suitable to live in Eretz Yisrael in a pure environment of Eretz Yisrael. So once I saw this dream, I was confident in my status and I moved up to Eretz Yisrael. Haroya Geffen, Tuna Bachalayim, once sees a laden vine in his dream. Ein Ishta Mapelas Nefalim, his wife won't be Mapel Nefalim, miscarriage or stillborns. Shanemar Eshtecho Ki Geffen Paria, your wife will be like a fruitful vine. If one sees a Sereka, one sees a branch of a vine, Yitzapel Mashiach, he should anticipate Mashiach. Shanemar Oisri La Geffen Ira La Sereka B'ni Asoina, this is describing Mashiach. So he tied to the Geffen his Iroi, his some sort of mule or donkey, and the Sereka is the branch of the vine. So we see that the Sereka is symbolizing the concept of Mashiach. Haroya Tena Bachaloim, one who sees a fig in his dream, Terasa Mishtameres, Bekirboi, his Torah will be safeguarded within him, he won't forget it. Shanema Noitzer Teino Yechalpir, one who guards the fig, Yechalpiria, so we see guarding is related to figs. Haroya Remain Bachaloim, sees pomegranates, Zutri, if they're small in size, Pari Iske Kurimoina, that is a sign that his asik, that his business, his merchandise, his assets will be parted, will be fruitful like a rimoin. Ravi, if he sees large sized pomegranates, that is a message that Rabbi iske kirimoina, that his business will grow as large as these remind him. Palgi, if he sees split remind him, that is an entirely different message. If he's a Talmud Chacham, it's Abba Torah. He should anticipate being zeicha to Torah shenemar eshichom yayin harekach. I will give you to drink from the spiced wine, Ashrecha Mein HaRekach, and that is a remes to Torah, me'asis, reminded from the juice of pomegranates. If it was Amaretz who visioned this vision, Yitzapel HaMitzvahs, you should look forward to the fulfillment of mitzvahs. Shanamar kefelach yiraman rakosech, like a slice of a rimoin, is rakosech, says the Gemara, my rakosech, afilu reik honin shebecha, even those that are empty amongst you in Klal Yisrael, even the Ami Ha'aretz, nevertheless, Meleim Mitzvahs Kirim and are filled with Mitzvahs, like a Rimoin. So Am Ha'aretz, who sees the slice of the Rimoin, should know that he's going to be doing lots of Mitzvahs. Haroya Zeisim B'chaloyim, if one sees olives in his dream, Zutri, if he sees small size olives, Pari V'Rabi V'Koi Iske K'Zeisim, then his business will multiply and grow and endure. Pari v'rabi v'koy means to endure iske kazeisim like olives. V'hanimili pri, that's only regarding the actual fruit of the olive. Avilulani, if he sees the actual olive tree, that is a different message. Havilai banim rubim, he'll have plenty of children. Shanema banecha kusilzeisim, your sons are like these saplings of olives. So it's a simon that havilai banim rubim will have many sons. Ika the amri, some say as follows, aray zeisim b'chaloyim. He sees an olive in his dream. Shem toiv yitzalei. A good name will spread. His good name will spread out. He will acquire a good reputation. Shenemar zayis ra'anan, a leafy olive tree, yafe pri toyar kara Hashem shimcha. So we see that the olive is connected with having a good reputation. Kara Hashem shimcha, Hashem will call your name. Your good name will spread. Continues the Gemara, Roy Hashem and Zayis Bechalayim, once he's olive oil in his dream, it's up. Lamar Torah, should look forward to acquiring the light of Torah. The light of Torah is symbolized with the olive oil. Shenemar v'yikhu alecha Hashem and Zayis Zach. They will take for you the oil, pure olive oil, in order to light the menorah. So we see that illumination is connected with olive oil, and here it's coming to symbolize the spiritual illumination of the Ohr Torah. There's another pshat that the menorah itself alluded to Torah, as the Gemara says, of one who davens and he's facing in the direction where the menorah was, he will be zeiche to chachma. So we see that the menorah is a remnant to Torah. The Gemara says, "Haroitze lahachim yadrim, he should face dorim." So we see that the Torah symbolizes chachma, and therefore, when a person sees the olive oil used for the menorah, he will be metzapeh. He should be metzapeh, anticipate Torah. Haroyet tmarim b'chalayim. One sees dates in his dream. Tama avoynosav, his averus cease to exist. Shenemar tama avoynich vasiyin. So we see that tmarim is a remes to tam, ceased. As the pasuk says, "Hama voinech basin." Amar v'yisav, right? Eiz b'chalayim, one sees a goat. Shonim sbarachos, like that year will be blessed to him. Izim, if he sees more than one, shonim sbarachos, like the years will be misbarach for him. Shenamar v'dei chalayv izim lachmecha, that the goats of the milk of the goats will be sufficient for your meal. So that's a good sign to see the goat in the dream. It shows bracha. Haroya hadas b'chalayim, he sees a myrtle, a hadas nechasim matzlichim loy. So his nechasim will be matzliach, his assets will be successful. V'im ein lo nechasim, he doesn't have any assets. Yerusha nefelas loy mokum achar. Evidently, he will receive a Yerusha, an inheritance. Amar ulo, v'amar lo, some say masnisa tana. That's only v'hu dechazah b'kinayu. When he saw the hadas b'kinayu in its base, Rashi explains, what's the point of the hadas? How does it denote hatzlacha? Rashi explains, because the hadas is the leaves of the hadas grow in clusters of three, and are arranged in a very orderly and elegant fashion. So that denotes prosperity, and therefore the Gemara says that's only bekinayu if it's sitting in its base. Al kanam b'mekayimam b'mechubar. It's mechubar. In that case, it shows it's arranged elegantly and it denotes prosperity. V'hu d'chaza b'kanayu. Haroya esrim b'chaloyim, if one sees an esrig in his dream, hadru of nekoni is beautiful in front of his maker. Shenema creates other kapes tmar. Haroya lulav b'chaloyim, one sees a lulav. That shows that ein lo elalev echad lov v'shashmayim. Obviously, he only has one heart to his Father in heaven. Why is that connected with a lulav? So the Gemara tells us that a palm tree, unlike other trees, only has one lev, one heart, meaning that the sap of the palm tree only goes through its trunk, doesn't spread out to its branches. So that shows, that's a symbol of only having one heart. It shows that single-minded devotion. In this case, it shows that the person has a single-minded devotion, is absolutely committed to Hashem, to his Father in heaven. Again, if one sees a lulav, that is a siman that he only has one heart. He's devoted completely, entirely to his Father in heaven. Haroya avas b'chalayim. He sees a goose. Itzapa l'chachma. She anticipate wisdom. Shenemar chachma is v'chutz t'roina. Wisdom will call out outside. And so too, we see that chachma, the pasuk connects chachma with calling out, which is a remez to the goose that calls out. Continues the Gemara, Va'abo aleha, have a Rosh Yeshiva. If one has relations with the goose, that is a symbol that will be a Rosh Yeshiva, the head of the academy, who calls out, whose words are heard by the masses. Amar Vashi, Ani Ra'isa, indeed that happened to me. I saw the goose, Abasi aleha, had relations, V'salalkis l'gdula, and indeed I was raised to prominence and became the Rosh Yeshiva in the town of Mata Machasya. Continues the Gemara, Royet Harnago Bachalaim. If one sees a male chicken, Yitzapel ben Zachar, should anticipate a son. Tarnagoy Lim, he sees more than one male chicken, Yitzapel Levanim Schar, should anticipate sons. Tarnagoyles, he sees a hen. He had Sapra la Tarbitza no Vigila, he should anticipate attaining a Tarbitza no. One Pshat in Rashi is a nice garden of Vigila, which arouses, which brings happiness and which brings joy. There's another Pshat that it means a Beis Medrash. That perhaps this means that he should anticipate that he will find himself spending a lot of time in Beis Medrash. Why is it called a tarbitza? Because it also it grows in the Beis Medrash. They cultivate the very Torah. Haroya beitza machalaim, he sees eggs. Tzuluya bakashasai. So just as the edible portion in the egg is concealed behind the peel, so to this person, his bakasha, his request of Hashem, his tzuluya is pending. It's still unknown whether it will be fulfilled. However, nishtabru, he sees that the peel around the egg, the eggshell was cracked. Nasis bakashasai, that's a sign that his request will be fulfilled just as the edible portion of the egg became revealed. Says the Gemara, same thing regarding nuts that have shells, v'chein kishuim, regarding cucumbers, v'chein kol kli schuchis. If he sees any of these items, including kol kli schuchis, glass, utensils, v'chein kol nishbar, and all types of things that can break, in that case, ka'elu, they have the same status. Mashal explains that the Gemara merely means that if he sees these items that cracked, like the egoism, kishu, all these things that cracked, so apparently the vision that he saw in his dream cracked, became nullified. Continues the Gemara, Hanichnas lekrach, if one enters a city in his dream, nas lechafetzav, his requests, his desires will be fulfilled. Shenema v'yanchem el mechoyiz cheftzam. Hashem led them into mechoyiz. Rashi says mechoyiz is a krach in our city. Cheftzam, this is a remez that their desire will be fulfilled. Hamagelech roisha b'chalam, he takes a haircut. Simon yafle, it's a good sign. Roisha uzikonai. He shares his head and his beard. That is a good simon. Loi ulochom mishpachta, for him and entire family. Hayoshev areva, he sits in a boat. Areva ktana, in a small boat. Shem tov loi yetzeloi. That is a symbol of his good name being spread out, of him acquiring a good reputation. So that's a small ship. But areva gdoyle, in a large ship, loi ulochom mishpachta. That is a symbol that the good name will spread for himself and also the good name of his entire family. Vahana Mila is only the madlid lui that he's raised up high on the crest of the waves. So that is a simon that he'll rise up and his name, his reputation will spread far and wide. Hanifne b'chaloyim, if one releases himself in a dream, simon yafaloy, that is a good sign. Shenemar, mir tsoya lipaseach. So the person hurry to avoid himself and to relieve himself. So that's a good simon. Rashi explains because the unwanted has left him. There's only that he didn't wipe himself and he didn't sully his hands. If one sees himself going up to the roof, that's a sign that he will rise to prominence. Yorad, but then afterwards he comes down. That's a sign that he's going to lose. He's going to lose that high position. Abai Rav says, no, kima sha'Allah, Allah. Once he sees himself going up, Allah, then certainly that is what is going to last. He's not going to lose it, even if he comes back down. So according to one shita, if he sees himself going up, that's a good sign. But if he sees himself coming down, apparently either he'll go up and then come down, he will lose his prominence, or perhaps that nullifies the whole vision. He'll never go up to begin with. According to Baiva Rava, once you go up, there's no concern that he will lose that position. If one tears his clothing, his garments in a dream, that is a simon that a decree that was decreed on him will be or was torn apart and nullified. He's standing without clothing. So if it's in Bavel, apparently that's a simon that he's not connected to the sins that are associated with that place, and the fact that he's undressed shows that he doesn't have the averus. But if it's an Eretz Yisrael, Orem B'lei Mitzvahs, apparently that's a different sign, because in Eretz Yisrael there are specific, unique mitzvahs to Eretz Yisrael. The mitzvahs have Tluim Ba'aretz. And if one is undressed, that shows that he hadn't experienced those mitzvahs. He wasn't enclosed in those mitzvahs. He's Orem B'lei Mitzvahs. He is naked without any mitzvahs. Rashi says he's arm mi mitzvah seha, from those specific mitzvahs of Eretz Yisrael. So either way, it's not such a great time. Hanitvas lasardiot, if he was arrested by this officer, some say it's like a Roman officer, shmir nasasle, it shows that he'll be guarded, just as he's being guarded by the officer. It shows that Hashem is arranging a shmira. Hashem is guarding him. Nosnu bekoilar, he is placed into chains. So you see, for shmir shmirasay, that's an even greater degree of a shmira that Hashem has in store for him. That's only regarding a chain. But if he's tied up in an ordinary rope, that doesn't carry with it the same symbolism. One who enters a marsh in his dream, that is a symbol, that is a sign that he will become a Rosh Yeshiva, head of the academy, as Rashi explains. In the marsh, in the swamp, are to be found many reeds in close proximity to each other and of various sizes, larger and small ones. The Rosh Yeshiva, he teaches all who come to listen, regardless, irrelevant of their academic standing and abilities. So if one enters a marsh where there are many different reeds of various shapes and sizes to be found, that is a symbol that will be a Rosh Yeshiva. And his words will be heard by the masses. But if he enters Leyar, a forest, Rashi explains, in a forest, unlike a marsh, we find trees that are placed apart from each other, and they are large in size. So going into the Yar carries it a different meaning. The meaning here is that Nasne Reish L'Bnei Kala, he'll be the head of the Bnei Kala. This is referring to the advanced students that need to review the Kala, which was the lecture given by the lecturer to the full community. So now when everybody left, now the advanced students want to review it and clarify some finer points in the shir. So he'll be the head of this group. Just as he entered the forest, which contains these large-sized trees, not as many as the marsh, so to hear the advanced students are not as numerous as the general public, and he will be the head of this group. Rav Papa Rav Huna Yeshua Chazu Chalmo, they both saw a dream as follows. Rav Papa Da'ayil Agma, Rav Papa saw in a dream that he enters the Agam, the marsh. Nasir Rosh Yeshiva, indeed he became the Rosh Yeshiva. Rav Huna Yeshua Da'ayil Yar, who entered the forest, indeed Nasir Rosh Levnei Kala. Ikadami, some say, Tarvayu la Agmailu, they both entered a marsh. However, Ella, Rav Papa, the Toli Tavla, Rav Papa, who had a bell hanging on him, which makes a sound and is a symbol, is a sign of his words being heard and being voiced to the crowd, Nas Rosh Yeshiva. So indeed, he became Rosh Yeshiva. Rav Huna, with Rishu, the Loi Toli Tavla, Rav Huna Rishu, who entered this marsh without having this bell, Nasarish Bnei Kala, he became the Rosh of the Bnei Kala, which is apparently not as noisy and not as his words aren't really being directed at this great crowd like the Rosh Yeshiva. It's merely to these specific students. So that was a result of him entering the marsh without the bell. Amar Bashi, Ano, I went into the marsh, v'taloi tavlo, and I had the bell, which was hanging around my neck, v'navcha b'navuchi, and I released the sound. I gave off the sound of the noise of the bell. So indeed, as a result, I became the Rosh Yeshiva, and my words and my shiur, my lectures and my teachings are heard to everybody, all in attendance. Tani Tana, Kameid Rav Nachman Yitzchak. A Tana taught the following thing in front of Rav Nachman Yitzchak. Hamekes dam b'chaloyim, one who lets his blood, does bloodletting in his dream. Avoynoisim mechunloy, that's a sign that his avarice were done away with. V'atanya avoynoisim sturloy, I learned in the Braisa that if one lets blood in his dream, rather than receiving atonement, the Braisa says, his averis were actually arranged for him. It says, why my sturin arranged merely means sturin l'machl, they're arranged in preparation to be atoned for. Tana kamei Rav Sheshes, a Tana taught in front of Rav Sheshes the following thing. Haroya nachash b'chaloyim, if one experiences a vision of a snake in his dream, parnasasa mezumenasli. Apparently his parnasa, his livelihood is mezumenasli, is available to him. Just as the parnasa of the nachash is always readily available. Since, what does the nachash eat? He eats everything. Afar lachmai, the earth, is his bread. Therefore, just as the nachash has an easy time with parnasa, this man who sees the vision of the nachash, he too will have an easy time with his livelihood. Nashchai, if the snake bites him, nichpalai, apparently his parnasa was doubled. Hargai, but if he goes ahead and he kills a snake in his dream of the parnasasai, that is a sign that he lost his parnasa because he lost the snake. Certainly, if a person kills a snake, that is a sign that his parnasa was doubled because he prevailed over the snake in the struggle with the snake, so that's a sign that he'll prevail with his parnasa. Says Rav Loi, it's not so. Killing the snake is not a good sign. However, Rav Sheshes, who the Chaza Chivya Bechelmei, Rav Sheshes actually was the one who saw the vision of the snake in his dream, the Katla, and he killed it. And therefore, Rashi says, he interpreted the vision in a way that was to his benefit. And he says that, therefore, when one kills a snake, that is a sign that his parnasa becomes multiplied, but indeed, in reality, it is not actually so. If he kills a snake, that is not a positive, a favorable sign. I also heard a very interesting pshat from Yisrael Belsky regarding the parnasa. It's very readily available to the snake. How is that so? Wasn't the snake meant to have a klolai curse, a punishment on account of his avera? Hashem gives him his livelihood wherever he is. Wherever he is, he can find what to eat. He's never lacking anything. So the pshat I heard was a beautiful pshat based on the Gemara in Yuma, where the Gemara describes a king who has a son who he wants to be close to. So instead of giving him his year allotment, his full year's allotment in one shot, in one go, he wants him to be close to him. Therefore, he gives it to him one day at a time. That's why the Gemara explains that the man was given one day at a time. Hashem wanted us to be dependent on him. Hashem wanted us to be close to him and to daven to him. However, regarding the nachash, based on this Gemara, Hashem doesn't want the nachash close by. Therefore, he gives him his parnasa in one shot. Take it here. Wherever you are, you'll have parnasa. I don't want to hear from you anymore. So it's actually the biggest klola. The fact that the nachash doesn't need to be dependent, doesn't need to come and turn to Hashem on a regular basis. He's on his own. He has what he needs on his own. He's independent. That is the biggest klola, the biggest einish to nachash, his distance from Hashem. Says the Gemara, a Tana Tana Kameder Rav Yochanan, a Tana taught in front of Rav Yochanan the following thing: Kol Minei Mashkin Yofen L'Chalayim. All types of liquids, if one drinks it in a chalayim, it's a good sign. Chutz Min Hayayin, except for wine. A wine is not really, it's not so clear, it's uncertain what it means. Yei Sheisei V'Tayv Loi, because some will drink it and it's good. Yei Sheisei V'Raloi, some will drink it and it's bad. Why? Because drinking wine has a multiple application. Yesh yaseh v'tovli. One will drink it and it has a benefit effect, a positive effect. Shenem av yayin lisamach lavenish. Wine gladdens the heart of a man. V'yesh yaseh v'ralei. It can have a detrimental effect. Shenem ar tnu sheicha lo'eved. Give beer to the one who's lost. V'yayin lebar nefesh. To a bitter person. So, indeed, wine is not so conclusive what it's coming to represent. It could have a favorable ending and an unfavorable ending. Therefore, it's not sure. Amale Rabbi Yechon Latana. Rabbi Yechon turned to the Tana who taught on this, who related this saying, and he said, "Tni, you should amend as follows. Talmud Chacham la'olam tov lo. Regarding a Talmud Chacham, if he sees a vision of wine, drinking wine in his dream, it's always a good sign. It's a sign of Torah. Shenam alachu lachmi v'lachmi, go partake in my bread v'shasu b'yei masachti, and drink this wine, which is representing Torah." So apparently, drinking wine, a Talmud Chacham drinks wine in his dream, that is a good sign, a sign that he will merit Torah. Rabbi Yochanan, Hishkim v'nafal pasuk zechpiv, one who wakes and immediately say pasuk, enters his mouth, enters his mind, ha'reza nevo'ok tana, it's a sign of it's a minor sign of prophecy. It's a sign, it alludes to a future tiding. Tana Rabbanah, shloisha melachim heim. there are three kings. When one has a vision of any of these three kings, they symbolize something. Haroya David Bechalayim, one sees David in his dream, Yitzhak Lechasidus. He should look forward and anticipate the Chasidus piety, devoutness, because David was a Chasid, was a devout person. Shloimei, if he sees Shloimei HaMelech, Yitzhak Lechachma, should anticipate wisdom. Shloimei was the wisest man. Achav Yidag Meraporonus, Achav was a Rasha. So if a person sees this, he should be concerned regarding retribution from Hashem. Gimel Nevi'im Heim. There are three prophets. If one sees Haroya Sefer Malachim, if one sees, there are three books, three Sifrei Nevi'im. Haroya Sefer Malachim, one sees Sefer Malachim, Yitzhak Legdula, should anticipate prominence, like Malachim, which is with kings. Yecheskel, if he sees a Sefer Yecheskel, Yitzhak Lechachma, he should look forward to Chachma. Cheskel Hanavi describes the secrets of the arrangement of the heavenly Merkava. So a person sees the Sefer Yecheskel, that is a sign of Chachma. Yeshaya, he sees the book of Yeshaya, Yitzapa L'Nechama, because Nechama consolation is included in Sefer Yeshaya, describes the Nechama of Klal Yisrael. Yirmiyah, if one sees the Sefer of Yirmiyah, Yidak Menah Peronis, he should be concerned about Peronis, retribution, as Peronis is described in Sefer Yirmiyah. Shleisha Ksuvim G'dayim Heim, there are three Sifrim of Ksuvim, right? There's Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim, so three Ksuvim, if one sees three books of Ksuvim, three large-sized Ksuvim, Haroya Sefer Tehillim, he sees the Sefer Tehillim, it's Abel Chasidus, he should look forward to Chasidus. Mishlei, if one sees Mishlei, it's Abel Chachma, because Mishlei contains words of wisdom. Iyav, he sees the Sefer Iyav, Yidag Ma'a Puranis, he should be concerned about Puranis, as Iyav contains a description of the Tsar, of the hardships that befell Yoif. Continues the Gemara, Shloisha Ksuvim Ketanim Heim. There are three small books of Ksuvim. If one sees them in a Chalayim as follows, Haroya Shir Shir Mechalayim, one sees Shir Shir Yitzhak Chasidus. You should anticipate Chasidus. Rashi says, Yir Shir Shir contains Kula Yira Shemayim, the Chibas HaMokayim, the love for Hashem, the desire to get close to Hashem, believe Kol Yisrael in the hearts of all Yisrael. So Shir Shirim denotes Chasidus, a desire and a love of Hashem. Keheles, once he says for Keheles, Yitzhak Lechachma, on account of the wisdom that it contains. Kinus, if once he says for Echa, Yidag Menapuranis, which is contained and described in Sefer Echa. Haroi Megillas Esther, Neis Nasaloi, as the Neis contained in Megillas Esther. Continues the Gemara, Shloisha Chachamim Heim. There are three scholars that one may see during the dream, which denote different things. Haroya Rebbe Bechalayim, one sees Rebbe or Bida Nasi, who compiled the Mishnayos. If one sees him in a dream, Yitzhak L'Chachma, he should anticipate being Zoyche to Chachma, to wisdom. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, if he sees him in the dream, who was very wealthy, Yitzhak L'Ashiris, he should look forward to wealth. Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, who was one of the Asara Harigim Malchus, who was killed and suffered a grim death, Yidag ben Apuronis, he should be concerned regarding retribution and Puronis. Shloisha Talmid Chachamim Heim, there are three students of scholars. Haroi ben Azai Bechalayim, if one sees ben Azai, Yitzhak L'Chasidus, he should anticipate Chasidus, ben Azai was a Chasid. Ben Zoyma, if he sees ben Zoyma, Yitzhak L'Chachma. Acher, if he sees Acher, who was Elisha ben Avuya, who was the teacher, the Rebbe of Rebbe Meir, and afterwards he strayed from the Torah path, and seeing this person, who they called Acher, afterwards they gave him the name Acher, the other one, if he sees this individual, it's not a good sign, Yidag, he should be concerned, in Aparonis. Continues the Gemara, Kol Minei Chayos, all types of animals, Yofes L'Chaloyim, are a good sign, when seen during a dream, except, Chutz Min Apil, an elephant, V'Akoyf, a monkey, V'Akipoid, Rashi says this is a Martina, a certain type of monkey, these aren't a good sign, if seen in during the dream, because they're Mishunin b'mareim, they have a very strange appearance. Va'amar marber, didn't we learn Haroya pil b'chalayim, if one sees an elephant, that's actually a good sign. Pela nasale, a miracle. A mer pela is a wonder will occur to him. Says the Gemara like Kashna, it's not difficult. Hadam mesarig, if it is saddled, a saddled elephant, then it's a good sign. A sign of a wonder. Hadale mesarig, but if it's unsaddled, then it's not a good sign. Kol minei matchos yavim l'chalayim, all types of metals are good. chutz except mimar, a hoe, a shovel, pestle, another digging tool, the card of an axe. The hanemila, it's only the chazinim bekatayu. If he sees them with their handles placed in them and they're ready to be used, and since they're tools of destruction, so it's not a good sign. All types of fruits are good, except for the unripe dates. All types of vegetables are good, except for these heads of turnip. Didn't Rav tell us? I didn't become wealthy until I saw the vision of these turnip heads. Apparently they're a good sign. Says Zimmer, when he saw them, they were mechuber. They were attached to the ground, so it's a good sign then. But if it's talush, if it is cut off the ground, then it's not a good sign. Continues the Gemara, kol minei tziv'oinin yafan l'chalayim. All types of colors are good, except chutz min ha-tcheles, except for tcheles, which is blue-green. Since a person that has a blue, this type of complexion, it's a symptom. If he has a blue-green facial continence, that is a symptom of illness, so it's not a good sign. Kol minei oifos yafan l'chalayim. All types of birds are good. Chutz min kiraya v'kifufa. These are types of owls. V'kur peroi. This is some type of mole. So Rashi says that the kifufa, the kiraya kifufa, have very strange appearance, and they don't look, they're not too nice looking. Therefore, these things aren't a good sign for a dream. Kiraya kifufa, these owls, which don't have a good appearance, and the kerpoi, this mole. Some ask, how does the kerpoi, which is a mole, fit into the statement regarding the oifos? Some say Rashi had a different gear, said the Gemara. Okay, in any case, says the Gemara, gimel nechnasen leguf. There are three items that enter a person's body, but nevertheless, vein haguf nenamhen. The guf, the body, doesn't have any hana, doesn't derive any pleasure, doesn't have any benefit. Good gidgoniyos, cherries, v'kafniyos, this is a poor, great, inferior type of date. Upagi tomorrow, and unripe dates. Shloisha, there are three things einechnasen leguf, that although they don't enter the guf actually, but nevertheless, haguf nanaman, the guf has enough from it. Elohim, rechitza, washing, v'sich, anointing, v'tashmish. Using. The Gemara soon will explain what this means. Shloisha, there are three things that are me'ein olam haba, that are semblance of the eternal bliss in olam haba. Elohim, Shabbos, Shemesh, sunlight, v'tashmish, and using. Says, well, what does it mean? Tashmish demai. What does it mean, tashmish? Ilim tashmish amita, relations. Ha mikhesh kachesh, this activity actually weakens the body. So it can't be that we're describing it in this context of being menom haba, being haguf nanameh. Ela tashmish nekavim. We're speaking about relieving oneself. And this indeed is guf, is good, provides benefit. The guf is nana from it, and the Gemara considers it to be me'enom haba. Shloisha meshivin daita shalodim are three things that restore a person's das, a person who is distressed. These three things restore his mind. Eluhain, koil, a pleasant sound. Umare, a pleasant vision. Nice architecture. Vereach, a pleasant fragrance. Concludes the Gemara, shloisha marchivin daita shalodim are three things that broaden a person's mind, lift the spirits. Elohim, you are not a beautiful dwelling. You shall not be a beautiful wife. Ekel Noam, and beautiful furnishings. Chamisha echad mishishim. Says in word, there are five things that are considered to be echad mishishim, one of 60. They have a semblance of something else. The term echad mishishim here is used. We find that when one contains a 60th, is considered to still be present. Like for instance, we know taroivus, when different things, items get mixed with each other, a basar b'chalav. So if it contains, if we have a 60th of the basar and the chalav, then it's considered to be still there. It still maintains its identity. So a 60th is a remez, is a semblance of it still is there. It still has the nature. It still has part of its nature. It's still there. It's still be'en. Is still to be reckoned with. So that's the term shishim here. It is one of 60. It means it has a semblance of that thing. Says the Gemara, there are five items that the term echad meshishim is applied to them. Elohim. Eish, fire, dvash, honey, v'shabas, v'sheina, sleep, v'chaleim, in a dream. The Gemara elaborates. Eish, fire, is echad mishishim l'gehenim. It's the 60th of the fire of Gehenim. It resembles, as a semblance, to Gehenim. Dvash is echad mishishim l'man, is the 60th of the taste of man, meaning it resembles somewhat the flavor of the man, as the Torah describes. The flavor of the man was like a baked item, which was ketzapiches dvash, a baked item which was in honey. So honey resembles a man. Shabbos is echad mishishim l'man haba, is resembles olam haba. This is where the term me'ein olam haba comes from. The spiritual experience, the elevated experience of Shabbos, the feeling of elevation, that sweet spiritual experience, is somewhat related. It's a me'ein of olam haba. Shena, sleep, is echad mishishim l'misa, is somewhat related to death. Chaloim, a dream, is echad mishishim l'nevuah, it contains some element of nevuah. Shisha, 6 things, says the Gemara, shisha dvarim siman yafa l'chayla. There are 6 things that are a good sign for an ill person. Elohim, these are they. Itush, sneezing, zeya, sweating. Shoshal, having a loose bowel. Keri, a seminal discharge. V'shena, sleep. V'chaloim, a dream. These are 6 things that are good for an ill person. Explains it more. Itush, tachsiv, atishoysav. Tohel or. Sneezing, tohel or, shines forth light. So we see that sneezing is a positive thing. Zeya, perspiration, tachsiv. V'zeya, sapecha, teichalechem. Through the perspiration of your brow, you will eat bread. So we see that zeya has a positive connotation. Shulshul, loose bowels, tachsiv. Meir, tzoy, lepaseach, v'lo yomos, v'shachas. So, relieving oneself, quickly voiding oneself, is a sign, a good sign, that you will not die, will not come l'shacha. So it's a good sign for an old person. Keri, tachsiv yira zera, you'll see seeds, yarech yomim, have long years. Shena, sleep, tachsiv yashanti, I will sleep, oz yonuachli. So we see that Shena brings rest and helps the ill person. Chalaim, a dream, tachsiv atachlimeni, you've given me a dream, v'tachvachyeni, you've given me life. Continues the Gemara, Shisha Dvarim, there are 6 items, that are Rapan and Sechela, indeed, the cure, the Chela, Mecholia from a sickness, or Rufa, the effect is lasting, it's permanent. Elohim, Kruv, cabbage, trodden, beets, V'sisin, Rashi has a Gersa elsewhere, Mesisin, the soup of this plant, V'keva, part of the stomach of the animal, V'haras, the womb of the animal, V'yerser, Sakove, the diaphragm, so these are good for the Chela. V'yishoimim, some say, Avdagim, Ktanim, small fish, V'loyoit, not only is it good for a sick person, small fish, marfrin or marvrin, they multiply, marvrin, they strengthen, they benefit the person's health. Marvrin, kol guf shalotam. Asor is verb, there are 10 things, however, machzir and sachol l'cholye. They restore the person's sickness. If a person who is ill eats them, they restore his sickness, and not only that, the cholye kosher. It arrives and it returns with a greater severity than before. Elohim, these are they. Ha'ichal b'sar shor, eats meat of an ox, b'sar shamein, fatty meat, b'sar tzoli, roasted meat, b'sar tziporim, poultry meat, u'beit tzluya, a roasted egg, v'teglachas, a haircut, v'shachlayim, some sort of cress, v'acholav, he drinks milk, v'agvina, cheese, v'amerchatz, bathing, v'yishoyim afegoizim, nuts. Some say this is walnuts. Yeshayim af kishuim, also kishuim, which is cucumbers. Says Gemara, Tanat ve'rishma lo mekniker shma kishuim. Indeed, why are they called kishuim? Because their name denote their nature. Neishem koshim laguf. They're harmful to the body. Kecharavis, like swords. So kishuim is kosher. They're harmful. Ain't is that so? That kishuim are not good. V'oksiv, doesn't it say regarding Rivka when she was carrying both Yaakov and Esav. Vayomer Hashem lo. So the message from Hashem to her was as follows: Shnei goyim bevitnich, al tikri goyim. Don't read goyim, which means nations. Elegeim, two pride ones. Why two pride ones? Two proud ones. Vamar Rav Yuda, Amar Rav. These proud people were Elu Antoninus v'Rebbe. It was those two individuals, Antoninus and Rebbe, who were wealthy and loy pasach mishulchanam. It didn't cease from their table. Loy tznoin, not radish, loy chazeres, lettuce, loy kishum, cucumbers, loy moysach chamav, loy moysach shomim. All year round, they had these items. This was a sign of royalty, of wealth. So these are the shnei geim that you're going to carry. Yaakov will produce Rebbe, and Antoninus will come from Esav. So in those days, it was a big deal to have these vegetables all year round prior to the age of refrigeration and shipping. So we see here, in any case, that kishuim is something positive, something beneficial. If not, why would they be the description of the royalty and the wealth of Rebbe Antoninus? Says Malik Kashin, it's not difficult, it depends what size. Haba Ravri, if they're large size, then they're no good. Haba Zitri, if they're small cucumbers, then indeed they are good. Tan Rabban, mace bebayis, if one dreams regarding a mace, a corpse in the house. Shal bebayis, a sign of peace in the home. Achal veshasu bebayis, if he dreams that the mace ate and drank in the house. Simon Yafal bebayis, that too is a good sign. Notal kalim in abayis, but if he sees him taking out kalim, simon ral bebayis, it's not a good sign. Tirgum Rav Papa, b'mesana v'sandala, only regarding mesana and sandala, which has shoes and sandals. Why? Because that is a sign that something that a person wears on his way out of the house. So for the mace, is carrying these two items, that shows that he's perhaps somebody's going to be going along with him and die. So it's not a good sign. Called the shachal shichem ali, whatever the dead person takes from the home in the dream is good. A bar, except for mesana, the shoe, v'sandala, and the sandal. As we just mentioned. Called the Yoav Shikva, whatever the mace brings into the home, Mali, is actually a good sign, except for two things. Bar mi'afra, earth, which is a sign of burial. V'chardila, mustard, which is also not a good sign, and Farshim explained, because mustard was rendered edible by extinguishing a coal on it. That made it edible. So this is a sign that a person will only be rendered fit to experience the experience of the world to come if his neshama gets extinguished, if he dies. The experience of death will make him fit and suitable for Olam Haba. So that's not a good sign. Continues the Gemara. We learned in the Mishnah, if one sees a place, Makam Shenekru Men Avodah Zar, one sees a place where Avodah Zar was uprooted from it, he makes a bracha. Tana Rabbanan. Haroyah Markulis, if one sees the Avodah Zar Markulis, they used to throw stones at it. Texas says, brings it to Sefta, that this pertains to any of a desert. So what bracha does he make when he sees it? Oymer Baruch Shanasan Erech HaPayim, Lo Iver Yitzayin Hashem, granted Erech HaPayim, he was patient with those that are over, that transgress his will. If he sees a Makrim Shenekr Men Avay Dezara, a place where Avay Dezara was uprooted, Oymer Baruch Sh'orkar Avay Dezara Me'artzeinu, U'kishem, and he continues and he makes a tefillah, U'kishem Shenekr Makrim Hazeh, just like it was uprooted from this place, Cain to Akir Makal Makoimus, it should be uprooted from all the places, Yisrael. Some omit the word Yisrael. And he concludes with a special tefillah of a Hashav, Hashem, you should restore Lev Avdeim, those who, the hearts of those who serve the idols, Lav Decha, their hearts should return to you and to serve you. So in Yisrael, he'll say in this manner, Baruch Shachav Ezra Me'artzeinu. The Farshim point out, and it's brought down Shulchan Aruch, in Chutzlars, he needs to amend that and say, Baruch Shachav Etzara, Me'amakam Hazeh. Okay, continues the Braisa. So this tefillah is said in Eretz Yisrael. U'b'chutzlars, over there he doesn't say this tefillah of U'kishem Shenekra. Why? Of Hashav Leiv Avdeim Lavdecha. This last part he leaves out. Why? U'b'chutzlars, Ein Tzarech Leimar. V'hashav Leiv Avdeim Lavdecha. Why? B'nei Sheruba Avdei Kacham. There anyways, most of the inhabitants of Chutzlar, Goyim who are oivda by desire to serve the idols. Rav Shimon Lazar Omer, af v'chutzlar tzarech loyma king. Even in chutzlar, he should say it, not only at Yisrael, he's davening that Hashem should bring back the hearts of the Yidden who are worshipping idols, Hashem should restore their hearts back to serve you. So not only at Yisrael is that important, even in chutzlar, it's why? V'pnei sha'asidim lizgayim, because even the goyim will eventually convert. Shenemar az epech al amem safa brura, I will restore, I will turn over, transform the nations to a Safa Berurah, to a clear language, meaning Mashiach will inspire all of mankind to unite and serve Hashem as one. So the bracha there, the tefillah there, is also in place. Dar Shoham Nuna, Haroyo Bavel Rasha, one who sees the land of Bavel the wicked, Sorech Levarach Hamish Brachis. He will have to make five brachis, depending on which sites he has sighted within the land of Bavel. Ra Bavel, if he sees the ruins of the city of Bavel, Oymer Baruch Shehechrif, Bavel Rasha. Bless Hashem who destroyed the wicked Bavel. Ra Beisar Shemchanetzar. He sees the ruins of the home, of the palace, of the Rasha Nechanetzar. Oymer Baruch Shehechar Beisai. Shalom Nechanetzar Rasha. Bless Hashem who destroyed his home. Ra Guf Shalarayis. If he sees the lion's den where Daniel was tossed into on account of his commitment, of his devotion, of his unwavering Mesiras Nefesh for Tefillah. He was put into the lion's den. Eventually, he was ultimately saved. So that was a tremendous Kiddush Hashem and requires a bracha when he sees that place. Or Oikiv Shana Eish, if he sees the furnace where Hananiah and Mishael and Azariah were tossed into when they refused to do Avodah Zarah. So that also resulted in a tremendous Kiddush Hashem. As we know, they were spared from the fire. So the bracha when he sees those landmarks is as follows. Oymer Baruch Shas Anisim, Labesenu, the Vilna Gaon says, Let Tzadikim, Baruch that performed these miracles to the Tzadikim in this place. Malkam Hazeh. Roh Makulus. So he's still in the country of Babel and he sees the Avodah Zarah. Oymer Baruch Shas An Erech Apayim, Lever Yitzayin Hashem, who exhibited patience to the ones that transgress his will. And finally, Roh Makam, he sees the place, Shanoitl Menu Afar. This is a very interesting place. Rashi explains that the place in Bavel, that an animal can't leave that place until they take some of the offer, some of the earth, and they place it on the animal. Rashi says this is a symbol, a simon to the destruction of Bavel. Hashem decreed that it will be destroyed. And this is a simon that you need to take from the offer of the place, that's a simon of destruction of the place. So if one should see this location, Ra Mokim Shinatim Menu Afar, he will make the bracha of Omer, Baruch, Omer, Va'is Hashem, who says, speaks and does, Goizer Mekayim, decrees and fulfills the decree. The decree to, that Hashem decreed that Babel will be destroyed, and so it is actually being realized. Says the Gemara, Rava, Kevachazi, Chamri, Deshakli, Afra. When Rava witnessed this sight, he saw the donkeys who had the Afra on their backs, who took the Afra, in order to be able to leave this place, so they need to do this thing. Taraf liyad agabayu. So he slapped them on their back. V'amar, he says, Ruhutu tzadiku, go run, righteous ones. L'me'ebed rusu demarayichu, to fulfill the will of Hashem. You are fulfillment, you are the fulfillment, the embodiment of the Ratzon Hashem. Marbe darvino, ki avamata l'bavo, when you come to Bavel, have a shakul afar besudi, he would take some afar, some dirt in his kerchief. V'shad l'bar, he'd throw it out. The Kayim Hashanemar to fulfill what it says of Tatasia. I will sweep it b'memetate hashmet with a sweeping of a broom of destruction. Omer Vashi, I hoder of Nun Lashmili. I haven't heard this teaching of Nun regarding these five brachas we recite in Bavel. Lashmili, elamidatoi, from my own knowledge, from my own das, I figured it out. Berchzinu lekulu. Indeed, I came to it on my own and I make these five brachas as described earlier. So in summary, today's daf began describing various visions that a person may see during his dream, which contain various symbolic meanings. The more discussed seeing Nevi'im, seeing Chachamim, seeing Talmid Chachamim, seeing Chayos. The more discussed three things that are Meshivin Daita Shel Adam, a nice smell, nice sight, a pleasant voice, music. So these things restore a person's mind. And there are three things that broaden a person's perspective. Dira no, isha no, kelim no. Gemara spoke about things that are echad mishishim, that contain an element of something else. Gemara says, Shabbos is mein olam haba, eish is mein of 1/60th of Gehenim. The Gemara continued, and the Gemara taught us regarding the brachas recited when a person sees a markulis. He makes the bracha of Shanosan Erech Apayim Lo'evi Ritzoynoi. When he sees the Avodah Zarah which is uprooted, he says, Baruch Sha'akar Avodah Zarah Ma'atzeinu. If it's Eretz Yisrael, the Chutz Lo'aretz, he says, Sha'akar Avodah Zarah Ma'amakam Hazeh. And he continues with the tefillah that Hashem should restore everyone's hearts to serve Him. Tanna Kamma says, only Eretz Yisrael. He should end with those words of Hashem, restore their hearts to you. According to Rav Shimon Lazar, even in Chutz Lo'aretz, he should add that addition. So the tefillah is just like Hashem, you've uprooted that reserve from this place, you should uproot it from all over and restore everybody to you. According to the Tanna Kamma, this last part, restoration, is only applicable in Eretz Yisrael, according to Rav Lazar. Since Mashiach will inspire all of mankind to serve Hashem as one. Therefore, even in Chutz La'aretz, he should end off by asking Hashem to bring about that vision described in the Navi. The Gemara tells us that if one goes to Bavel, there are five brachas depending on what he sees. If he sees the city of Bavel in ruins, he makes the bracha Baruch Shehechriv Bavel Hashem. The ruins of Nechavnetzar's home, he makes the bracha Shehechriv Beis Hashem Nechavnetzar Rasha. When he sees the Guv Arayis, the lion's den, or the furnace, he makes the bracha Shasanisim LaTzadikim Makam Hazeh. When he sees the Markulis, he makes the bracha Shenasan Erech Apayim Levi Ritzoinai, and finally the place where they used to remove the earth. He makes the bracha Baruch Omer Va'Oisa Gozim Rekayim, and certainly all these brachas require Shem Malchus. It begins, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam.